You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
For You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I think the American import that the Brits hate the most now, besides for Meghan Markle, has to be Mike LaFleur. Britain's like, send him back. We'd rather have Ted Lasso here.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Games between very evenly matched teams where there is not a quarterback injury. I think if you see three, especially with a road team, obviously push back against the assumption that home field is worth that much, that key number, and take the three in that spot.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, it is. Hour number three of You Better You Bet on BetQL with Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley here on a magnificent football Monday. Ken and I have already gone through pen, pencil, blood, or blank for every game on the board, week number seven in the National Football League. Next hour, we'll wrap up week number six with our bets for the Bills and the Titans, Monday Night Football, and also our bets for game three of the ALCS between the Red Sox and the Astros in Boston with Rodriguez and Urquidy, the pitching matchup, total of nine. Pretty juicy total. Talk about that coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. Lockmas still to come in about 40 minutes. Santa Lockie's take on the Heisman Trophy race following an interesting Saturday in college football. We'll talk about the new quarterback in Norman playing really well for Oklahoma, if he can make an impact on the Heisman Trophy race, and of course, so much more. Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, joins us 20 minutes from now, giving us all his takes from week number six. But right now, we start hour number three. We love having him on the show pretty much every single magnificent football Monday here on You Better You Bet, because his takes on the week to come are always magnificent. That is our pal, the great Drew Dinsick, better known to you and yours as the Whale Capper, NBC Sports Edge Deep Dive Podcast with our buddy Andy Molitor. He is on Twitter at @whale_capper. Drew, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, magnificent football Monday, BetQL. How did week six treat you and yours?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Week six was okay. Hit some sides. Got the wrong end of variance again on some 2-point conversions and some garbage time, which took the total over in New York between the Rams and the Giants was frustrating. But otherwise, you know, it's a sort of a standard week in the NFL nowadays.
Well, Will, maybe you can talk about this a little bit. Now, Nick and I both had the under in the Giants game too. Joe Judge going for two down 35. One of the more interesting decisions.
Compete for 60 minutes, though. I mean, that's a good coach, man. Right. Not a Neanderthal. Yeah,
you could argue they competed for 0 minutes, actually, as it turns out. But the idea, Will, we talked about this a little bit in our first hour, but maybe you can just elaborate on this a little bit before we get into some of your favorite bets for this week. It was a big week for, and you see this written about, talked about everywhere, sportsbook directors, people who, you know, like obviously work for sportsbooks. All the books got killed. All the public sides won. Like the public had a great day. And we use all these terms to try to like put people into boxes and define whether it was like a good week or a bad week of betting, who won money, who lost money. And I think a lot of people think there's like a predictive quality to all this stuff, that it like matters for making bets and making money and like betting NFL football and stuff like that. Just kind of like, what's your opinion kind of like all of that type of conversation that we get? Is there any value into it? Is there no value into it? Like when you read all that stuff, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that at its core, it can present some, you know, that can present some market overreaction, underreaction, just in terms of, you know, how the market overall evaluates the landscape of the NFL when favorites are covering at a clip like they do. Obviously, it's a good week for, you know, the recreational players, the moneyline parlay players. Like those guys all had a great weekend. And, you know, you look at across you know, the survivor pools and everything that are out there. There just haven't been any upsets.
Yeah, no one lost. No one got eliminated in this week. Nobody got eliminated.
No one's losing. Yeah. And is this going to last all season? Obviously not. Is it predictive to say, well, we had favorites, you know, win every game in this 1 o'clock hour. Therefore, the dogs are going to, you know, there's going to be some regression and we're going to, you know, I mean, it's the same sort of, you know, fallacy that you would walk to, you know, a roulette table that had 10 blacks in a row and say, oh, well, the next one's going to be red or the next one's going
to
be black.
Were you listening to the show earlier, Whale? Because we literally talked about this. We talked about this exact example to start the show today.
I didn't, but I'm glad you guys are on the same wavelength because, you know, it's great for filling content. It's great for, you know, kind of giving people, you know, something to bellyache about or just beat their chest about after, you know, a week of NFL betting. But in reality, like there could be some market overreaction where, you know, these bad teams that aren't winning, they aren't covering, you know, the Texans of the world, the Jets of the world, you know, that they will have a buy low point. Every team will. And, you know, if that's this week, it's tough to say, but, you know, surely you can only move these teams so low in your rankings before there starts to be some value, you know, taking the points. And, you know, it will be funny, though, if there happen to finally be a couple upsets this week and then the narrative next week will be like, oh, now, yep, dogs now, you know, like we knew it, like favorites last week, dogs this week, you know, like people love to identify patterns and stuff like that. But in reality, you know, it's been a chalky season so far in the NFL, and I think that speaks more to, you know, which teams just, you know, there's sort of a have and have nots right now in the NFL in terms of just who can, you know, who's running a competent program and, you know, who's dealing with injuries well. And, you know, that sort of stuff I think is probably more interesting macro than just the fact that the favorites did so well yesterday.
Well, your favorite look on the board for week 7 in the National Football League is what?
It's so hard. This week is rough, man. I mean, obviously, dogs. I'm just, you know, money line round robin. All of these, all of these.
They're all going to win outright.
They're all going to win outright, right? Let's get rich. But in seriousness, I will likely play the Patriots at some point here. I'm hoping that the 7 ticks down to 6.5 as people continue to make a case for the Jets. You know, realistically, I don't know if we'll get the 6.5 there, but of all of the stuff on the board, that's the one that really does stand out. The under in the New Orleans-Seattle game is interesting to me. That's starting to tick down, so if that gets to 43, you've lost some value there. But New Orleans defense is really starting to come into shape, and you know they get a week off and get to prepare for a Geno Smith-led offense. And Seattle's obviously, you know, doing a lot of things offensively that I find to be pretty minus EV. And now that Geno Smith is running that, even at home, I think that's probably going to be a pretty low-scoring contest. And then similarly, Carolina really not interested in getting involved with this Carolina team whatsoever. Sam Darnold's experience has been brutal. Now they head to, you know, the Meadowlands where it's, you know, it's a little bit of a tougher place to play. Sam Darnold, obviously very familiar playing there. Realistically, I think there's a case to be made for the Giants if you can get the 3.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we joked about it, like, oh, like Underdog's going to win outright. Nick and I even called them like fake games to start that, like Houston, Arizona. Like, is this even like a traditional NFL football game? You could make the argument that no, it is not, or at least it's not going to be for a large part of it. But like, there are three games currently lined basically at two touchdowns or more. Washington opened more, you know, double digits and is obviously now down under that. So we'll stick with the three that are about, you know, two touchdowns. Detroit 15 against the Rams, Chicago 13 against Tampa, Houston 16.5 against Arizona. Can you make a case for betting any of these underdogs in these massive spread games?
Oh man, I mean, it's bad. It's they're all bad because the NFL. Houston even an NFL team? That roster is so devoid of talent, and obviously Davis Mills on the road is a brutal spot. So that one's an easy stay away for me. I can make a small case for Chicago that team can compete with Tampa, and that Tampa is dealing with some of the cluster injuries that they are facing, particularly in the secondary. That Chicago may come away with a fighter's chance in that one. And then the Detroit Lions continue to play hard, if not win, if not cover. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of emotions in that game between the two quarterbacks, Goff and Stafford, going head to head after getting traded in the offseason. So I would say realistically, Chicago is the only team I could give a sincere look to, but I don't think I'll be playing any of those dogs.
Well, when we get to Thursday night football, Ken and I did our pen, pencil, blood or blank segment. And both of us kind of arrived at the conclusion. It's the first game that I did because it's Thursday night. I'm like, well, anything above three, I like the Broncos. Ken kind of likes the Broncos as well. What do you think, Broncos and Browns on Thursday night? Cleveland currently about a 3.5-4 point favorite at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers.
Yeah, my guess is that closes three. I think if you can get to 3.5, you needed to get involved today. This is probably an over game too, if the weather does not, doesn't manifest, wind and rain and nasty conditions, because the Cleveland defense is just one gigantic cluster injury. Even beyond the defense, the offensive line, you're missing some hugely important pieces, guys missing practice today, guys that didn't play last week. Baker Mayfield has obviously been relying pretty heavily on the ground game. Hunt's going to be gone for multiple weeks. Chubb may not be good to go. And really, it's just a mash unit on deck here for the Cleveland Browns. Can they save their season after two very, two kind of high leverage losses in a row, back-to-back weeks here? This is a really, really, really tough spot for them. And, if this were a normal week of rest and they could get some of those guys back for this game, then I would say they have a puncher's chance. But I'm kind of surprised the market is making them more than a 3-point favorite in this one. And I think Denver's probably the right side.
Well, I'm sure you saw this morning, and I know this game isn't like that interesting to people that just follow like the NFL. It's like actually one of the worst games on the board, but the market movement this morning was really interesting and limits are still low. But anytime, Miami opens -1 or pick, and even I kind of look at it and I'm like, yeah, like I think I'm good. Like I don't really want to like bite on this one. And then I come back like 2 hours later after I have my breakfast and it's like, oh, Atlanta 2.5. Oh, okay. Like, okay, I guess something happened here. So Atlanta, took some money this morning. I found that to be like a really interesting move. And I think partially what explains, and I would love for you to say whether you agree with this or how much you think this is worth, the idea that Atlanta is coming off a bye. Like you compare the rest spots, right, for both teams. Atlanta's coming off a bye and Miami requested to not have their bye off a London trip. So it's like as big a discrepancy as you can possibly have. I know in the NBA, maybe we'll even get to that by the end of this interview, you deal a ton in like fatigue and the idea that there are spots that are dictated by travel. When you look at a game like this, are you building a lot extra in like in favor of Atlanta because of all the stuff that I just mentioned?
We looked at this one last night and my gut was Atlanta's going to get bet. So if you wanted them, you needed to get in early. But I don't, really want to get involved with an Atlanta team. And, realistically, this is as good a spot as possible. Atlanta did also play in London, and then they get a week to recuperate. Whereas Miami is a very, very, very small sample size of what happens to NFL players in the week after making a trip to London. It's a little bit more arduous than, say, Miami flying to Seattle and back, but not by much. I think there's probably a lot being made of this than it is really warranted. And I say that as someone who cares a ton about fatigue, a ton about rest. These NFL teams are getting smarter about the way that they're traveling, when they're choosing to travel, how they're transporting their players. And the fact that, Miami was probably home, last night before you even got dark in Miami, I wouldn't be surprised. And, it's a long flight, but I'm sure they were flying, no expense spared. So, I don't know. It's probably too much being made of this bad spot for Miami. Although, I do think, what's going on with that franchise, how they're going to approach the rest of the season. They don't have their first round draft pick next year. Owner seems intent to continue to let these rumors swirl about going after Deshaun Watson. Tua has not looked especially good, even when he has been out there healthy. There's a lot about his throwing motion, there's a lot about his pass that's just pretty uninspiring. And so this is a franchise that's in a really weird spot right now. And, I'm not sure Miami turns it around and ultimately gets wins this season. But I will be interested to see if they can get up for a game like this. Atlanta doesn't seem like they've called it a season yet. They are probably in the mix for a wild card spot in what is a wide open NFC. So, this is a pretty bad spot for Miami. There's no denying that.
A little bit longer here at the Whale Capper, Drew Densick. You better, you bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Magnificent Football Monday. Well, in about 60 seconds or so, what do you think about Monday Night Football tonight with the Bills, a 6-point favorite against the Titans in Tennessee, total about 53?
Yeah, I think Tennessee's going to score. I think this is probably an overlook. I don't disagree with the market being out at 6. No, we expected this to be around 4.5, and obviously Buffalo is taking money in this matchup. And it makes sense because Tennessee's defense does not match up in any way, shape, or form whatsoever that they're going to be able to put the clamps on this Buffalo Bills offense, which is clicking on all cylinders here. But I do think Tennessee can answer in this spot. I do think the Buffalo Bills defense in general is a bit overrated. I like Tennessee team total over 23.5. If you can still find those around, I'm sure they're still about. I think this will probably be one of the better Monday Night Football games we get all season. I like this matchup in general.
Well, let's close with this. In about 15 seconds or so, Nets 1.5 at the Bucks on Tuesday night, Lakers -3 against the Warriors. Anything you played on NBA opening night here in like 15 to 20 seconds?
Yep, I blasted both unders. I like the Bucks, and I have no opinion on the side of the Warriors and the Lakers, but I think the Warriors probably ought to be a little bit more respected than that.
Well, absolutely love it. Well, it's going to be great having you on doing NBA this season. We look forward to doing it on You Better You Bet, both with us, having guests on like you. Really appreciate your time on the show, always joining us on a Magnificent Football Monday. I will say, I tried to listen to the deep dive earlier today, just to get a sense of where your head was at before we had you on. And I was like, hopefully Will didn't die. You just kind of like disappeared from the show for a while. I was like, hopefully Will's okay. He's going to be able to join us here today. So glad to hear you are, in fact, all right. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you down the line here on You Better You Bet, my friend.
Hey, cheers, fellas. Best of luck.
That's our guy, Drew Densick, the Whale Capper, joining us here on You Better You Bet. It was funny, like, I'm listening because I was like, okay, let's see what Whale likes so I can get, like, sure, a read on how to frame some of my questions. And then it's just, like, Andy talking. And Andy's like, wonder where Drew went.
Like, you're like, alive. Yeah, wonder where he went. Yeah,
yeah, it's like, well, yes, the answer is BetQL.
Both unders tomorrow.
You bet.
I'm really excited to do Power Hour tomorrow. I'm like actually pretty
pumped. Yeah, it's going to be really great. I can't wait. Quick break here on You Better You Bet. And on the other side, our pal Ross Tucker joins Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Continue the conversation about week 6 in the NFL and get his early leans for week number 7.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.